FFA All Roses. Hello and welcome, everyone, to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, while most of us will be in Tennessee bringing in the new year at home, a few lucky ones in blue jackets will be at the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California.
Yes, I've never been to California before, and so I'm extremely excited. And of course, you know, what better way to make your first trip to California than to be in the Rose Bowl Parade?
That's National FFA Officer Chelsea Dahls of Rutherford County, and she and her fellow officers, along with the 50 state presidents, will be in this year's parade aboard the FFA's first-ever Rose Bow Parade float, sponsored by RFD-TV. Bill Stagg of the National FFA Organization.
It's estimated that there will be a national audience of about 42 million, a worldwide audience of about 100 million, and they will see FFA, many people, for the first time, and they'll see the science, business, and technology of agriculture, and they'll see youth leadership on display.
Now, Bill Stagg says the FFA float is one of the largest ever for the Rose Bowl Parade, 75 feet long, 30 feet high, and 18 feet wide. And Chelsea Dahl says this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity provides an avenue to spread the positive message about our country's number one industry, agriculture.
I look at the Rose Bowl Parade as a chance for us to really get some name recognition and get on the map nationally, even more so than we were before, and hopefully talk to some national media about agriculture and, most importantly, about agricultural education and the opportunities our organization provides.
We're so excited because the nation needs to understand there's a youth leadership organization for kids who are learning about careers in agriculture. They're going to make a difference in our world. When we talk about sustainability and the issues that affect this planet, whether it's hunger, malnutrition, and others, these are the young people that will make the difference.
This is why FFA members do what we do, because we want the chance to show off FFA, and what better stage to do that than nationally on national television.
Hope all of you have a safe day, and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.